me a recommendation.
All right, I'll do that. Of course, now let's see, in the House acted yesterday on some of them. They acted on the impacted areas yesterday, and they acted on the NDEA scholarship or student loan part of it yesterday. That and the Bracero thing. There was great pressure on the House to move fast on that, and they've already passed that. But the rest of it, the rest of that supplemental is still hung up in the Appropriations Committee. As you know, they've abolished Albert Thomas's Committee on Supplementals and Deficiencies. This was done earlier this week, which means that all the supplementals now, instead of going to Albert Thomas's committee, are going to have to go to the individual appropriation subcommittees, and this is going to slow things up. I suspect this was the purpose of abolishing the Thomas Committee.
Yeah. Well, can we get our people up there to testify before the individual committees on these deficiencies as quickly as possible?
I'm sure they're all eager, Mr. President. The question is getting some movement out of Mr. Cannon and the others.
Tell them to get in touch with each one of the individual chairmen. Tell them it's an emergency and when will they get
a
hearing.
Yes. Now, I was talking yesterday with Henry Wilson, Mr. President, who wanted to go to work on the Appropriations Subcommittee chairman, and what we're giving him is a list of all the items in the supplemental with our judgment as to which are the most urgent. Henry Wilson was then going to move ahead with the chairman of the subcommittees.
All right, I think you ought to move ahead with the government. Don't tell Celebrezzi to get a hold of the chairman of Health, Education, and Welfare. Tell Webb to get a hold of Thomas, the independent offices.
Yeah.
Wherever they go and tell them they got an emergency and they got to have this money and they want to give them a hearing as soon as they can.
I don't think we're going to have too much trouble in those two areas where I think Thomas and Fogarty are relatively friendly.
I agree with you. I just use those as illustrations.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I do that with all of them.
All right, fine.
I talked to Ken Galbraith this morning. Have you all given any more thought to how we're going to administer this poverty program?
There's some papers coming to you, Mr. President. My own judgment is that the central authority ought to be in a small independent agency, either in the executive office or outside the executive office, with an administrator and advisory council composed of representatives of the cabinet departments that are involved.
Walter Heller gets through touring. Will you get a hold of him and tell him, by God, never let anybody else leave this capital? These folks are taking trips to Tokyo and everything. They really do throw us out of joint. You get a hold of him and see what we're doing on that message and see what we're going to do on the administration end and tell him to call, or you call, Ken Galbraith and arrange a date to get him down here this week or later or the early part of next week, and let's try to get that in shape.
We're working on the message, Mr. President, and as a matter of fact, Ted Sorensen, I think, is working on the administrative arrangements. There was some disagreement between Celebrezzi and Wirtz on the one hand, the rest of us on the other. My own very strong view is that it would be a mistake to lodge this coordinating authority in HEW. I don't think that anybody in HEW could bring the other cabinet departments into line and really coordinate the thing effectively. I think it has to be done outside the cabinet departments. And since I know you didn't want it too close to the White House, our best judgment was a small, quite small, independent agency with an administrator and an advisory council composed of cabinet members.
That sounds pretty good. You get with Walter and try to work on it and then get Ken Galbraith.
Walter will be back tonight and I'll talk to him about it.
Get Ken Galbraith down here and let's spend a lot of time working on the organization and the message, too.
Very good. Mm-hmm.